This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the White House would talk to Democrats about a stimulus bill, saying if it's not a waste of time, we'll do it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said that they were open to restarting COVID-19 aid talks after weeks of failed negotiations prompted U.S. President Trump to take executive actions that Democrats argue would do little to ease Americans' financial distress. Discussions over a fifth bill to address the impact of the coronavirus pandemic fell apart Friday, a week after the expiration of a critical boost in unemployment assistance and eviction protections, exposing people to a wave of economic pain as infections continue to rise across the United States. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar told the Taiwanese president on Monday that it was a true honor to be in Taipei to convey a strong message of support from U.S. President Donald Trump. Azar, meeting in the presidential palace, said his trip there was to highlight Taiwan's success on health, particularly its efforts to combat the novel coronavirus pandemic. The visit comes as relations between the United States and China have plunged to historic lows. China objects to official contact between the U.S. and Taiwan, which it claims is its own territory, while the Taiwanese president has strongly advocated Taiwan's recognition as a sovereign nation. The death toll resulting from COVID-19 is now approximately 730,000 globally, 163,000 in the United States. Brazil comes in second at more than 101,000 deaths. Infections continue to skyrocket, with the U.S. accounting for more than a quarter of the world's nearly 20 million cases. Together, Brazil and India also make up more than a quarter.